A new movie made in Harlem tells the story of an African-American man who has just been released from prison and is struggling to carry on with his life. Both the director and star of Chapter and Verse have been touched by the experience of incarceration. WBGO's John Kalish reports.
The film is directed by 64-year-old Jamal Joseph, a former Black Panther who's now a professor at Columbia University. Joseph spent several years behind bars himself after being convicted of a variety of crimes, including the sheltering of members of the Black Liberation Army and the Weather Underground, involved in the infamous Brinks robbery and murders in 1981. During a prison stint in Kansas, he became a playwright and has been active in film and theater since he was freed. His focus has very much been on the plight of Black men in America.
In the building where I raised my sons, of the Black and Latino boys who were born around the same time, in this building, three are dead. Three went to prison. Four did go to college, two of those being my sons.
Joseph wrote the screenplay for Chapter and Verse with the film's star, a 41-year-old actor named Daniel Beatty. Both men live in Harlem. Beatty's older brother was addicted to crack and has done time in prison. The brother is not the only family member who was incarcerated.
My father has been in and out of prison 60 times, 6-0, over the course of my life. He was a heroin addict and also a dealer and committed a variety of crimes. So I thought that my sense of possibility was going to be limited by these models of Black men that I had in my immediate life.
In the film, Beatty plays a Black man in his 30s named Lance, who's living in a halfway house in Harlem. Again, director Jamal Joseph.
We knew we wanted to do a film together. We knew we wanted it to be a Harlem story. And we started talking about what story could we uniquely tell as Black men living in Harlem. And we came up with this idea of doing a character study of a man coming home from prison, strong man, but a good man deep inside, trying to deal with so many forces that men coming home from prison deal with. And how does he take that journey with strength and dignity and meet those challenges?
Go there, 9 a.m. Supervisor's name is Yolanda Rayson.
A food pantry? Come on, Mr. Morris. They had me working in a mess hall in a joint for 8 years.
Then you should be good to go.
I got 2 computer certificates.
I took piano lessons. You don't see my ass up in Carnegie Hall.
Be there 8:45, or I'll cuff you on the prison van.
Lance ends up delivering meals for the food pantry, and in that capacity, he meets the other major character in Chapter and Verse, a terminally ill grandmother he calls Miss Maddie. Their initial meeting was not pleasant.
Get your crackhead ass out of my house, please! Don't make me get my gun.
I'm delivering your dinner, ma'am. Bread from the heart.
Well, you don't knock. You just walk up in people's houses. I don't know you.
I did knock. The door was wide open.
I'll keep telling that boy to close that door.
That boy is her grandson, Ty, a talented artist who's fallen in with a group of thugs. Lance does his best to discourage Ty's involvement in the Harlem street gang, and Ty's grandmother finds Lance endearing.
I'm trying to tell you I see the good in you. You better listen.
I'm listening.
Why are you so sad?
There was this girl I really liked when I first went to prison.
Yeah.
Only girl I ever really liked. First 2 years, she came visit me every Sunday. Then she just stopped coming. Stopped answering my letters.
What Lance in the film is trying to figure out is what does he have the capacity to give?
Again, actor Daniel Beatty.
You know, in many ways, he's a throwaway of society, but this woman believes in him, and she believes in his capacity, and he discovers himself, maybe for the first time, through her love.
The cast of Chapter and Verse is made up of prominent African-American and Latino stars of stage and screen. The grandmother, Miss Maddie, is played by Loretta Devine, who originated the role of Laurel Robinson in Dreamgirls on Broadway and won an Emmy for her work in Grey's Anatomy. Lance's boss at the food pantry is played by Selenice Leyva, one of the stars of Orange is the New Black. Director Jamal Joseph says the film's message resonated with the actors.
They knew the people that we were talking about. They either had relatives or friends who had been to prison, who were trying to rebuild their lives, and the humanity in which we told the story and the honesty made them say, I want to help tell this because I think this is more than just a piece of art. I think this is a piece of social commentary that I want to be part of.
Chapter and Verse runs through February 9th at the Mist Theater in Harlem. On February 10th, it moves to a theater on 42nd Street and opens in Atlanta, Chicago, and Los Angeles. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.
I often hear gunshots from my window. For you.